"Hurry up, Doc. What was she going on about, the vicar? In her sermon? What is this health and social care bill, then?" It's Sunday morning, and I'm sipping a mug of tea after the service. Being the former local GP, I get a lot of NHS questions, and most of the time I say, "Go and see your own doctor." But this morning was different. People were worried, but they weren't sure what to be worried about. They know that lots of people are angry at what the Coalition are doing. They're just not sure what's going on. And anyway, they're the government. Surely they know what they're doing. Well, me, I'm not so sure. It's not as if I think the NHS is perfect. I don't. I'm an NHS reformer, and I have the bruises on my forehead to show it. So why aren't I happy that GPs like me are going to be in charge of the NHS if the health bill goes through? Well, I'm not happy with what the GPs have been asked to do first. They've been asked to do something called risk stratification. That's what your car insurance salesman does when he looks at your 19-year-old boy racer brother and says, "It'll cost you, mate." The GPs will, after spending a lot of your taxes on clever accountants, be able to work out just how risky you are for a practice to take on. People with chronic illnesses, who are housebound or had a stroke, are not cheap to look after. The Department of Health is also piloting a scheme so you can see a GP near where you work. Soon GP practices will be able to take on healthy commuters. Of course, when they get really ill and are dying with cancer, the practice they commuted to will dump them back into the care of their real GP, back home. Some posh practices are already gearing up to concentrate on easy-to-manage patients. They've shrunk their practice boundaries so that they don't cover too many sick patients in nursing homes. They're advertising their skills in cosmetic surgery and other things you don't get on the NHS. They want to tempt in the worried well with Botox and private aromatherapy massage. If this bill goes through, greedy doctors will cherry-pick the good patients and send the difficult ones down the road. Don't let the Coalition kill your NHS. Get online and sign the YouGov e-petition asking Cameron to drop the bill. If 100,000 people sign it, he has to listen. That's real democracy for you. Google "drop the bill petition" and you'll find it. Be a hero. Sign the e-petition and save the NHS. If not for me, then do it for your gran.